们感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
我们可以安息在主的上面。
That we get to rest on Him.
那他的这个爱呢，是我们非常熟悉的。
And we should know this love real well.
何等的央茫，超过地上的海洋。
It is so deep that is deeper than any ocean in the
earth. 神花了多少的时间在我们的身上？
How much time has the Lord spent on us?
今天我们能够安息在主的怀里面。
That today we get to rest in Him.
来认识他的丰富。
To come to know His fullness.
那么我们就是凭着一个简单的信心来到主的面前。
So today, through a simple faith, let us come close to the Lord.
主叫我们能够来认识主，明白他的旨意。
Let us understand His will and what He wants.
每次唱到这首诗歌的时候，讲到说。因你柔爱我所束系。
And every time when we sing this song, it is because of what your love is, we have rest.
何等广无边。
And how it is without measure.
我们是每一天对主的爱越来越深刻。
Is our love for the Lord deeper by the day?
我们对他是不是越来越明白？
Are we understanding Him more and more?
第四节这里说到，或是工作，或是等候。求主常用眼光照。
Censor for it, just ever leave thy face upon me as I work and wait for thee.
当我们见到父神的笑容的时候，我们一切阴影全消。
Resting beneath thy smile, Lord Jesus, earth's dark shadows flee.
感谢赞美主，今天早晨我们还一起来仰望我们的神。
Thanks to the Lord, this morning again together we get to come to the Lord.
我们还是要从以斯拉记来分享我们今天的信息。
And today, let us focus again on the book of Ezra.
所以在我们开始之前，我们还是复习一下旧约的圣经。
So before we start, let us try to remember the books in the Old Testament.
所以呢，在荧幕上呢，这几卷的书呢，是旧约的历史书。
So these books that are shown before you, these are the books of history.
所以我们背诵的时候，我们就说苏士德萨萨
，the books，
王王代代拉尼斯
，King's Chronicles。
所以呢，这几卷书我们叫做历史书。
All these books together, these are the books of history.
当然，历史书前面呢，我们说是。那这 几卷历史书前面的几卷呢，是讲到进入迦南王国建立的一个历史。
The first few books in the books of history talk about how the Israelites are in Canaan and how the kingdom is now taken apart.
啊，直到以色列王国他们被掳了。
Until they are taken.
那后面这三卷书呢，当然呢讲到一个神的应许在那里。
Taken as captives, and then the last three books talk about how God's promise came true.
所以呢，被掳的人呢，他们能够回到他们自己的国度里面，再一次建设他们的国家。
So the ones that were taken captives, now they're being let go to go back and build their home again.
所以呢，在历史书之前，我们说是摩西五经，就是律法书。
So before the books of history, there is the books of the law.
也就是我们比较熟悉的，我们说创出立民生。
The first five books of the Bible.
后来呢，我们可以看到有先知书。
After the book of history, then comes the books of prophets.
当然，先知呢，从摩西五经的时代就有了。
And of course, the prophets started when the first five books of history, during the time of Moses.
那只是在王国建立的时候，许多的君王他们没有明白神的旨意，神就差派许多的先知向他们传达神的心意。
It is because the kings at that time, they may not know and follow God's will. That's why God had to send his message through the prophets.
所以呢，先知书之外有诗歌书。
Besides the book of prophets, there's also the book of the Psalms.
像约伯记呢，从好像在早在创世的时候之后呢，就约伯书就在那里。
Just like the book of Job, I think it started at the very beginning of time.
所以我们知道呢，诗歌书呢也是反映神子民他们在生活上对神的一个敬拜。
And I also think that the book of Psalms serve as a worship from peoples of God to God.
所以这几卷书呢合起来，我们就是知道它是一个旧约的全书。
With all these books coming together, that is the Old Testament.
那之后当然有400年的时间，神的话就不再临到他的百姓。
And after the Old Testament, there's then been 400 years of silence.
那之后我们就进到新约，在福音书一开始就是新约。
And then after that, the book of the Gospels.
那今天我们要谈到这几卷的书的时候，我们特别要从以斯拉记来看。
So this morning we're going to focus on the book of Ezra.
就是要看到神的托付。
Talking about the interest of God.
看看神到底怎么样托付他的旨意在人的中间。
How God commissions his interest on us.
虽然我们每一次读这几卷书的时候，我们会领会到一个好像一个东一个
So every time when we review this, it sounds like we are refreshing, starting again. Sounds like God is giving man an other chance. There's a young minister, when he started serving,
那就有一对年轻的夫妇呢，他们就来找这个传道人来辅导他们。
So a young couple came to this new minister and asked him to counsel them.
因为这一对年轻的夫妇他们在婚姻上碰到了一些困难。
Because these new couples, they have some difficulty in their marriage.
可是他们不知道教会的传道人才刚刚来到这个教会服事。
And they didn't know that the minister is brand new to the church.
任何的辅导的经验都没有。
New ministers had no experience before that.
这一个传道人在回忆辅导的时候呢，他就说道。
So when this minister gave them counseling, he said,
当这对夫妇走到他的办公室里面坐在那里的时候,
when this new couple came to this minister and sat in his office,
就在他的眼前这两对夫妇的温度越升越高。
It seems like that the temperature before him is rising.
所以呢,谈话的声音,这两对夫妇彼此之间从很小声开始呢,越来越大声,越来越大声。
The temper is rising, so they started with a soft voice, slowly they raised up their voice.
那这年轻的传道人他也不知道该怎么办。
And this young minister, she didn't know what to do.
因为他从来不知道怎么样来 带领一对争吵的夫妇能够很平和地把问题解决。
For he never had any experience consulting a marriage couple.
那最后他也没有办法的,他很生气。
And at the very end, he got angry himself.
所以呢,他也非常大声地加入战场。
And he started yelling among them.
所以呢,他说,你们两个这样子。 就像你们两岁的孩子一样，因为他们两岁的孩子就在旁边。
And the minister said to this couple, "You are now acting like your two-year-old."
所以这个传道人呢，就非常的生气呢，就指责他们说：“你们再不改变的话，你们就像这两个孩子，这两岁的孩子一样。”
So the minister now pointing at them and yelling and say, "If you don't stop arguing right now, you are like your two-year-old."
那我也帮不上你们什么忙了。
Now how do I help you?
所以呢，这个时候呢，这个传道人呢，他就很自然的走到他的办公室门口。
And then so this minister started walking toward the door of his office.
他就把门打开,
he opened up the door.
就请这一对年轻的夫妇出去,
and asked this couple to leave.
什么事情都没有做, 然后就请他们出去, 因为他已经很生气了。
He couldn't do anything else and just asked them out.
所以呢,这一对夫妇呢, 看到这个传道人这样子, 他们就吓了一跳。
So these young couple, they were shocked by
what the minister did. 他们也不知道怎么样继续下去, 就只好乖乖的 从办公室的门出去。
They didn't know how to respond, so they got out.
不但这样子呢，走到一半的时候呢， 牧师就大声地对他们讲，
Not only that, but then midway when they're walking out, the minister yelled at them and said,
跟他们说呢， 你们再不悔改， 14年以后你们这两岁的儿子还会来找我。
And then he said, "If you don't repent now, in 14 years, when your two-year-old grew up, he will be in my office talking to me like this." He will talk to me because now he needs counseling since his parents are not functioning.
实在不能了,他又把门大甩了一下,
and then, not only that, he slammed the door shut.
可是呢,当这个传道人坐下来的时候,
now when the minister came back to his chair and sat down,
他说,我的辅导的技术怎么那么差?
And he thought to himself, why is my counseling feel so bad?
好不容易有一对年轻的夫妇来找我, 我应该好好处理的才对。
Now a young couple came to me, I should have treated them with patience.
我怎么会变成这个样子?
How did I become this man?
所以好像一件事情呢, 在他的手上呢, 就办得非常糟糕。
Just like this is his first project and he ruined it.
他心里面呢, 一直祭奠这个事情。
And then he remembered that for a while.
结果有一天呢, 这个做先生的回来了。
So one day the husband came back to him.
那很久之后,因为他之后就,他们夫妇就没有再来教会。
Because this couple, after they left the office that day, they have not been back for a long time.
所以这一个做丈夫的呢,看到这个年轻的传道人,一看到他呢,开口就说, 哎呀,谢谢你当时对我们所说的话。
So one day the husband came back, he saw the minister, and the first thing he did is thank the minister for what he did that day.
他说,你知道吗? 那一天回去之后,我跟我的太太呢,就坐下来,好好思想。 到底我们的婚姻生活应该怎么样重新开始?
And he said, did you know that the day when we returned home, we sat down and we talked about how we should behave as husband and wife.
所以当你那么这样跟我们说话的时候,我们感到一个震惊的时候,我们回去就好好的思想。
It is how you treated us when we were in shock, we respond with our logic.
现在我跟我的太太都有一个很美好的婚姻。
So now my wife and I are having great marriage.
那当然对这些传道人来讲，他就松了一口气。
And of course now the minister finally is relieved.
因为神没有因为他做得很糟糕，让这一对的夫妇离开神的面。
Because the Lord did not let what he handled thing, how he handled thing that day, ruin a marriage.
因为我们的神呢，总是呢有很多的机会，他可以把人办的不好的事情，把它转成非常的美好。
Because what our God could do is a lot of times when we mess things up, he will keep it together.
所以呢，这一个人呢，他说他决心重新重建他的家。
So this person, he wanted to start his home again.
他对那个年轻的传道人说，你绝对不会相信现在这个家庭是那么样的不一样。
And then the man said to the young minister, you would not believe how our family is now.
那是因为神呢，重新给他们的一个机会。
Because God now gave them a second chance.
当然神也重新给这个传道人一个机会。
And of course, at the same time, God is giving this minister a second chance.
像这边只要主还没有来之前,
Brother and sister, before the Lord comes again,
不管事情看得多么糟糕，我们都还是有希望的。
Doesn't matter how bad it looks from the outside, there is hope.
只要我们愿意把我们所经历到的事情带到主的面前来，我相信主是能够工作的。
If you're willing to bring your matter and burdens to the Lord, He can work on it.
所以呢，在以斯拉记、尼希米记、以斯帖记，就让我们看到神怎么样在他的百姓中间重新的工作。
So in the book of Ezra, in the book of Nehemiah, and the book of Esther, you see how the Lord rebuilds.
所以我们读圣经读到以斯拉记，我们会 focus 在这个圣殿的重造上面。
So in the book of Ezra, we focus on the rebuilding of God's temple.
在尼希米记呢，我们会看到圣 圣城的那个城墙怎么重建?
In the book of Nehemiah, we see how the holy city, the wall of the city is now being rebuilt.
那在以斯帖记呢，我们就可以看到圣民呢怎么得到重生。
In the book of Esther, we see how the Holy Spirit revived the people.
在这三卷书里面，我们常常能够感受到神的慈爱。
And in these three books, the common theme is God's love.
你会发现呢，在三卷书里面，神的恩典呢一再向人来显明。
And you realize that in these three books, God's grace appears time and time again.
可是呢，这是恩典呢，是在我们没有求的时候呢，神就把恩典像一个礼物一样。
And grace is like something that we never asked for. God gave us at times as a gift.
那是让我们能够感受到神的作为。
So that we can see His marvelous work.
因为我们知道我们不配，神却给我们。
Even though we are not worthy, the Lord gave it to us.
这个是恩典。
That's grace.
可是有时候我们需要帮助的时候，我们向神要。 神回应我们。
And there is time when we have needs and we ask for help, then the Lord responds.
所以从神帮助我们这样一件事情，我们也认识到神的爱。
That's when the Lord answers our prayers, we also feel His love.
所以我们读这三卷书，我们会发现神的恩手大能的膀臂不断的在他的子民身上来显明。
So in these three books, we see God's hands working non-stop in His people.
当然在这几卷书里面，我们也可以认识到一个父神的心。
And also in these three books and other common themes, if we can understand the heart of the Father God.
对于百姓所做的亏欠主的事，父神的心是一定饶恕的。
For the things that the people have done that have offended God, God will forgive.
这就是为什么每一次回到神的面前，我们求神赦免我们的罪的时候，父神是一定饶恕我们的。
So that's why every time when we repent and ask for forgiveness, the Lord will forgive.
是在另外一方面，父神的心对我们呢也显出一个管教的工作。
And on the other hand, the Lord also disciplines.
可能有时候别人不知道我们的光景，可是我们知道在这一个环境里面是神在管教我们。
Sometimes when other people won't know what you're going through, you know very well that the Lord is now disciplining you.
所以我们可以认识到神是我们天上的父，他不断的在管教我们，带领我们走一个正确的路。
So we should also understand the Father God, how He forgives us and disciplines us.
所以我们不断经历神的管教。
So time and time again, we experience His discipline.
当然在另外一面，慈爱和公义相碰的时候，我们要认识到神的公义。
And between His love and His justice, we also need to learn how He is just.
神知道我们这个人不能够救自己。
The Lord knows that we cannot save ourselves.
我们在罪恶的深海里面的时候，我们没有办法 靠着我们自己的力量得救。
In the ocean of sins, we can never save ourselves.
所以神把他救赎的恩典一次来赐给我们。
So that's why the Lord has completed his redemption once and for all.
所以今天就是为什么我们这个人借着主耶稣基督我们可以得救。
So that's why we say today that through Jesus Christ, we are saved.
就借着这一次的相信就能够完成。
And through a simple faith, now we are redeemed.
当然如果我们对这个神我们没有办法相信他
And of course, on the other hand, if we can never trust this God,
甚至我们拒绝他
Or maybe if we reject God,
有一天神再来的时候他的公义就要向世人来显明
Then one day when the Lord comes again, when his judgment comes, then we will be judged.
那样的审判也是一次定案
And at the same time, that judgment comes once and for all.
所以当我们进入到第一章的时候一开头这里说到
So when we come into Ezra chapter 1, it says,
我们一起来读荧幕上我们所列的这一段的经文。
Let us read together.
波斯王古列如此说
Persia,
耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我又嘱咐我在犹大和耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇在你们中间凡做他子民的可以上犹大的耶路撒冷在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿愿神与这人同在所以呢这里呢我们发现呢波斯王他从神那里领略了一个托付
So here the king of Persia received a command from God
好像神让他在这样的一个世代成为一个万国万王之王万国的君主
So just like the Lord has now appointed him to be the King of Kings.
神也就借着他要来救赎以色列的百姓。
And it is also through this king that the Lord will save his people.
让他们能够回到他们以前的国度里面再一次建造神的殿宇。
So that this people can now be let go and go back to build his house.
所以呢我们反映到新约约翰福音三章十六节到十七节这里说到。
And this is in parallel to John chapter 3, 16 and 17.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
所以我们知道神把他的爱子赐下来。
So he says here that God gave us his son.
他就是这一位万王之王万主之主。
The one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
在我们主耶稣基督的身上他有那救赎的能力。
That in Jesus Christ, he has the power to redeem.
所以经文继续说到叫一切相信他的只有他是神叫一切相信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Then the word says that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
叫人能够知道主耶稣基督他来到世上呢不是要定人的罪。
So that man knows that Jesus did not come to condemn.
因为时候还没有到他现在呢这是他施行救赎的时候。
Because the end time has not come, it is now the time for him to save.
他要叫世人能够因他得救。
He wants people to be saved through him.
所以从神的话语里面我们清清楚楚的明白属神的儿女呢活在这个世上。
So from God's word, it clearly says that people of God are in this world.
如果我们的生活形态是离开神的一个情况的话
If how we live our life is far from God,
我们生活的反应呢就是没有荣耀我们的主
then our response in life is not reflecting the glory of God.
既然我们的生活不是在荣耀神的话
and if our life does not live out to reflect his glory,
就表示我们这个人呢是活在世界的奴隶跟管辖之中
that means that now you're living as a slave of this world.
也就是活在一个被掳的一个情况之下
as a captive.
所以以色列百姓他们在被掳的生活里面他们到那个国度是去做奴奴婢的奴婢的
The Israelites when they're living in the other country as captives they are treated as slaves
所以今天我们做神的儿女如果我们没有把神的荣耀活出来的话实际上我们也是在世界上被奴役的
Now on the other hand living in this world as God's children if we don't manifest his glory we are the slave of this world
不管你觉得喜乐也好不觉得你觉得难过也好
Doesn't matter how you feel about it
就是在世界的奴隶之下
You are just the slaves of this world
可是我们发现在每一个世代里面神总是会给神的儿女重新一个机会托付给他们
But then we could see that in all these different times God always gives us a chance to come back to him
所以在以斯拉记呢这里呢就借着波斯王古列呢以色列百姓重新得到一个机会
So in the time of Ezra the Lord has anointed the king of Persia Cyrus to let these people go.
所以古列王好像那个救赎主一样呢，就把他的百姓给释放了。
So Cyrus, kind of like this, the person of salvation, let these people go.
所以呢，他的百姓呢就能够回到原来的地方去建造神的殿宇。
So that God's people now get to come back home and rebuild His house.
所以呢，古列王给他们一个托付。
So Cyrus king now gives them a mission.
重新去建造神在地上的居所。
To go and rebuild the house in Jerusalem.
所以呢，凡是属神的子民。
So whoever is God's people.
可以回到耶路撒冷去建造神的殿宇。
Can now go back to Jerusalem to rebuild God's house.
所以我们知道神的殿是神所居住的地方。
And we know that, of course, the house of God is the dwelling place for God.
所以这也是我们明白主耶稣基督为什么要来到世上的缘故。
And then that's another reason how we should understand why Jesus came to this world.
因为他也有一个托付。
Because Jesus also came with a commission.
他要让人能够配给神居住。
He wants to make man worthy to for the Spirit to dwell in.
所以今天神可以住在我们的心里。
So that today God can dwell in us.
所以今天我们这个人好像一个殿一样，能够配给神来居住在我们的里面。
So now as a man, we can serve as a house of God.
所以从圣经里面我们可以发现到，每一次神住在他的殿里面的时候。
And then in the Bible, every time when the temple has God's presence.
这是一个复兴的时代。
That's the time of revival.
可是当神离开他在地上的居所的时候，
But whenever the temple does not have the presence of God,
那是一个荒凉的时代。
Then that's the time of barren.
今天神的儿女也是这样。
Today it is the same for all of us.
当神住在我们里面这个殿的时候，
When we have God's presence on us,
我们这个人是一个复兴的光景。
Then now we are living at a time of revival.
可是当神没有住在我们里面殿的时候，
But yet, if we live without God's presence,
不管我们外面修饰的多好，
Doesn't matter how you try to pretty yourself up,
我们知道我们里面是一个荒凉在那里。
We know that inside of you is just wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，今天神在我们身上有一个托付，托付。
Brothers and sisters,The Lord has a commission on us today.
就是去使万民做他的门徒。
Is that to make people to be God's people.
啊，也就是使人能够成为一个跟从基督的人。
Means making people the followers of Christ.
让神的圣灵能够住在人的里面。
So that God's Holy Spirit can now dwell in them.
所以使人的心能够成为圣洁。
To consecrate their heart.
成为神的居所。
To be a dwelling place for God.
成为一个圣灵的殿，可以让神住在我们的里面。
To be a temple for the Holy Spirit to dwell in.
所以我们这个人就可以按着神的旨意去生活。
So that's how men should live our lives.
神不但对我们有托付。
Not only God has a mission for
us. 他也把这样的一个托付当作一个使命让我们来完成。
He also gives this to us as a command for us to complete.
所以虽然古列王他有这样的托付。
So not only Cyrus the king has this commission.
可是我们知道他自己并没有亲身参与到这样的一个使命。
But also understand that he himself did not participate physically in this task.
可是呢，他却发了一道命令。
But yet he has written a law.
这样的一道命令是说到凡做神子民的可以上耶路撒冷。
The law says that whoever is among God's people can go to Jerusalem.
可以上耶路撒冷去建造神的殿。
Let them go up to Jerusalem to rebuild the house of the Lord.
所以我们知道神的使命呢，是由神的子民来完成的。
So that we also could see that God's commission is to be completed by God's people.
今天跟神没有关系的人，他们不知道建造神的殿有多么重要。
Today, if you are not one of God's people, you don't know what it means to build the house of God.
可是今天只有神的子民能够亲身参与到这样一个工程里面。
But also understand that it is only God's people that can participate in God's work.
所以这个使命对神的子民来说没有任何的逼迫。
So these commissions for God's people, there is no persecution that comes along with it.
我们发现古列王呢也没有威胁神的百姓说你们一定要回到耶路撒冷去建造神的殿。
Also understands that when the king gave this command, he did not force the people to go.
可是这里只有一个条件。
And there is only one requirement.
也就是问我们是不是神的子民。
It only says that if you are the people of God.
我们对这一个条件的回应是我是神的子民。
If you respond to this question as in yes, I am.
我就有权利来回应这样的一个使命。
Then now you have the right to respond and work in God.
我可以决定说我要不要去。
You have a choice to make, yes or no.
可是呢,我们知道呢,这个权利呢,
but then we know that God's already given this command to his people.
至于你回应去或不去,
but then now it matters on how you respond.
现在在我们这个人身上,
yes, in fact, we always have a choice to make.
可是这一个使命呢,
but I tell you that the people that respond are God's people.
所以当主耶稣基督来到世上的时候,
so when Jesus came to this world,
他也有一个使命让我们来参与。
He also came with a commission for us to help.
我们刚刚读到约翰福音3章16节的时候说到,
when we read John 3:16, it says,
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡反得永生,
that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这样的一个命令,
this command,
也没有任何的威胁,
did not come with any threat per se.
主耶稣也没有在那里逼迫我们,
Jesus never forced us to do it.
说今天你一定要相信,
Jesus never said that you have to believe.
可是这里说叫一切信他的,
but then here it says whoever believes in him.
所以今天我们只要愿意相信接受的时候,
today if you're willing to believe,
神就为我们预备那永生的生命在我们的里面,
then God has already prepared for you eternal life.
所以我们可以知道我们的生命跟神的生命又重新接上了。
So here it shows that now once you make the choice, you're now connected to God again.
今天我们既然是成为基督徒了,
and today now we are Christians.
我们需要参与主的使命,
let us participate in his work.
让我们做好我们本身的见证,
let us do our duty and show testimonies,
让他们也能够成为神的殿,
so that other people can now be God's
house,
so that now they're worthy for God's Spirit to dwell in.
所以从以斯拉记第一章这里我们可以看到今天神可以借着不信的人叫人得到机会重新转向神。
So in Ezra chapter 1, we see how God used a non-believer to write a law so that his believers can serve him.
就是当我们这些真心转向神的人,
and for the people that have their heart for God,
我们是不是已经准备好, 我们也再一次去让那些不信主的人能够转向神呢?
Are you ready to turn the non-believers to believers?
许多的时候我觉得神为神的家呢, 预备许多的环境让我们去完成他的使命。
Lots of time I feel that God prepared all these circumstances for us to go through to serve him.
只是我们里面我们没有预备,
but yet we did not come prepared.
我们也不放在心上,
and we did not care.
我们总觉得那不是我们的事,
and a lot of times we think that it is not my job.
好像今天呢我们对神的事情呢, 我们已经得到了, 可是呢我们对他呢不是很关键。
Just like that, we know what God wants us to do, but we don't care.
如果我们都愿意把我们里面得到的向人来分享的时候,
if we are willing to share what we already have,
今天教会的光景大大的不同,
then I tell you that a church will not be the same.
我们知道神在这里也有一个呼召,
and then here we also see that God has a calling.
神的呼召呢, 是呼召他的百姓上耶路撒冷为神建造殿宇。
This is a calling for God's people to go up to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹, 从巴比伦到耶路撒冷,
brothers and sisters, from Babylon to Jerusalem.
我们不算弯弯曲曲的道路, 我们就说从地图上的直线距离。
If you just put two points between them to draw a straight line,
我们可以上Google去查一查。
If you look up Google between the two places,
那可能是500英里。
I tell you, it's about 500 miles apart.
也就是从San Diego到三藩市的一个距离。
Basically, it's about the distance between San Diego to San Francisco.
如果你是神的子民,
if you are God's people,
你可以上去重建神的殿,
you now have the right to review God's house.
在这一个托付里面,
in this calling,
有一个使命就是让我们去建造神的殿。
This is, now there is a job given to us to rebuild the house.
在这样一个呼召里面,
and it is also in this calling.
古列王有一个祝福在那边,
King Cyrus also gave his blessing.
就是说愿神的同在成为他们的祝福。
He said, let the God of Israel be with them.
今天当我们愿意走这一段路的时候,
today, if you're willing to walk this way,
神的祝福就临到我们。
then it will come along with God's blessing.
你说不不不不不。
And people will say, no, I don't
want to
go. If I walk non-stop without sleep or rest, it will take a week.
就用工作来计算, 吧,一天走8小时。
Now, well, but if I treat it as a work, if I only deal with it 8 hours a day,
连续不断地走的话,也要走22天半。
If I do it every day, it will probably take me 22 days.
实在太辛苦了。
It's too long.
加上呢,我还要带我的太太,我还要带我的儿女一起上去。
And moreover, now I have to carry me my wife and children.
一天走8小时也是不可能的事。
It is probably not possible for us to walk 8 hours, so maybe 4 hours.
中间还要扣掉呢,我要主日要敬拜神。
And also there's the Sundays when I have to worship the Lord.
星期六还要有一天的休息。
Saturday, I need a day break.
算一算,走下来2个月才能够走到耶路撒冷。
Maybe it will take me 2 months to walk those 500 miles.
耶路撒冷那里还没有 Best Western 等待我。
And if, when I go to Jerusalem, there's no hotel waiting for me.
住在那里,我到了那里,住在哪里我都不知道。
When I go there, it's just rubble. Where am I going to live in?
说了,算一算呢,中间会碰到什么样的危险,我也不知道。
Now, even counting the danger I may encounter walking all this way.
算了,还是让别人去吧。
You know what? Forget about it. Let him do it.
所以呢,每一次我们在回应神的呼召的时候,我们都会在那里掐指计算。
Is that every time how we respond to God's calling, we start calculating.
当我们算一算,好像对我们不划算的时候,我们就让别人去。
And at the end of the calculations, if it doesn't benefit you, let someone else do it.
可是每一次我们在算计的时候,我们有没有把神的同在,这样的一个祝福算进去?
But let me ask you this, every time you do these calculations, have you counted the Lord's blessings with you? Don't you think that if the Lord calls on you, He will bless you to go?
And
here, there is a blessing that comes along, go up to Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God. When you're willing to respond to God's calling, then God's blessings come along.
啊,你说这呼召太伟大了。
You may say that this is too great for me.
那我们就说小一点。Then
start with small steps.
现在在这里仍然有一个呼召,弟兄姊妹,我们一起来建造St. Gabriel Valley的我们基督徒聚会。
Today the calling is the same. The Lord is asking us to build up this church.
当神的呼召向我们来说明的时候,让我们一起来建立这个教会。
And when the Lord's calling come on you, let us all stand together and build.
我相信也有神的同在的祝福会临到我们。
And I believe that when you work with Him, His blessing comes along.
我知道你愿不愿意回应这样的一个呼召。
Now I don't know if you're willing to respond to His calling.
今天我们要上去。Today,
are you willing to go up?
我们要上去,不但我自己上去,我的太太,我的妻儿都要一起上去。
Not just you going up, but your wife, your children going with you.
我们来看一段的影片。
Let us take a look at this video.
那这个影片呢,是讲到一个空军的军官。
This video shows an officer in the Air Force.
那这凯瑟呢,他在他的生活里面, 他怎么样来回应神的呼召?
How this person responds to God's calling.
在他的身上,神对他有怎么样的托付?
In his life, what is his commission from God?
那我们一起来看。
Let us
rear progression. And that didn't allow for growth in other areas and the overall growth of human being. The United States Air Force fighter pilots are the most laser-focused, passionate people you'll ever meet. If your reaction time is off by less than half a second, it is a life or death situation. They have to be that good. My job is to teach Air Force pilots the art and science of being a fighter pilot. When I got into the Air Force, the goal was I'm going to be the best fighter pilot on the planet. And then I started looking to people that I worked with. They're really good at flying the jet and instructing, but some of them are in a very broken state. When somebody develops you in the military, they focus on the career progression. And that didn't allow for growth in other areas and the overall growth of human beings. We see it time and time again in our community. People are so good at being a fighter pilot, but they're missing these other critical elements. I was jazzed when I got this assignment. I thought this would be an opportunity to change. We could do things better. Our most precious commodity is not this jet. It is that wingman, and it's you, the instructor pilot, and it's your family. And if we don't take care of that wingman, that instructor pilot, and if we don't develop them, then we've failed. So we went right after the flight commanders, and we said, we are going to make you a better fighter pilot, a better instructor, a better husband, a better father. I'm going to make you a better leader. That is what we're going to do over the next 2 years in the 435th.
For a long time, the military has worked on a leader-follower mentality. And one of the things Kaiser's really focused on is it's a leader-leader mentality. So it's leaders who are developing more leaders.
One of the things we do in the squadron to develop the leadership team is we'll get together and we'll watch a video or go through a reading, and we'll sit around the table and discuss what spoke to us in the room about what we just watched. How can we apply it? We're constantly looking for opportunities to meet with people from within the Air Force, out of the Air Force, academia, and we'll, as much as possible, try to get in a room with them in a small group situation and pick their brains.
Serving under Kaiser's changed my leadership in some significant ways. One of those ways is the idea that if where the squadron's at right now is not where it could be, you need to cast that vision and show people where we can be, then you also need to provide them with a way to get there. And then the second one would be taking care of people.
He comes in front of the whole class, and the first thing he tells them is, I'm proud of you, I care about you, I trust you, and I love you.
He takes each individual person and the areas that person needs to grow, and then very intentionally, he focuses on those areas.
He sent me a text message one night, and he told me I should go to marital counseling with my wife. Not because there was a problem, because he wanted me to focus on that part of my development. And we did. We went to marital counseling because Kaiser told me I should, and we're better for it.
In our world, it's tough to be vulnerable. It is tough to open up and say, I need to get better, and I am not as good in this area as I should be. And the only way we could get our fighter pilots to open up and get better is we had to first show that we were vulnerable, and we needed to expose where we needed to get better. As much as all this sounds great, it doesn't, amount to a hill of beans unless you're accomplishing your mission. We just had another inspection, and of all the squadrons in our wing, guess who shows up as the best squadron? It's the 435th. Our washout rate decreased by 85%. That means they don't have to retrain, and that translates to millions of dollars that the Air Force is saving. This message resonates with Air Force leadership. They want to know how we're doing this. What is the model?
His role is not in making sure that we're doing the mission. That's the director of operations job. That's his second in command job. His job is to lead the squadron. His job is to build the Air Force's next great leaders.
He asked me the first time we met is, do you care? And at first I'm like, well, of course I care. But if you think a little more deeply into that question, if someone cares, you can work with them on anything else. And I think the first step in caring about something is you have to have something that's bigger than you. And Kaiser definitely has something in his life, his faith, that's bigger than him, that drives him. And it has had a tremendous impact on our squadron, the fact that he lives that out.
My faith is everything. It's who I am. And I know you're not allowed to go ahead and preach your one religion. And as weird as it sounds, I kind of like the policy. Stop talking about it. Live it out. Live it out the way you lead, the way you teach, the way you treat other people. Our wingmen will not remember anything that I have taught them on basic fighter maneuvers. They won't remember that 5 years from now. But they will remember how they felt around me. They will remember, I felt inspired by this commander. I felt like he cared about me. And I knew if I didn't meet an expectation, he was going to make me better because he loved me.
So we found out, 神在凯瑟的身上呢，他有一个托付。
So we know that the Lord has a command for King Cyrus.
所以呢，他在最优秀的专业里面，他要来完成神托付给他的工作和使命。
So this particular job, he is to finish God's will.
那他在那里建造人。
So there he grows the next generation.
所以他说到呢，他们这些军官呢是非常会飞的。
So he said that all his students, they are bad, they're good pilots.
其中有一些教官呢，他们也是非常会教的。
And some of the commanders, they're good teachers as well.
可是他却发现呢，这些很多这些飞行军官呢，他们的生命却是残破不堪的。
Yet a lot of these fighter pilots, their lives are broken, aside from their job.
那刚刚我们看到，像这些军官的背后，那么亮丽的一个外表呢，他们的婚姻，他们的个人的情绪都受到了迫害。
So for these fighter pilots, they may live a really glorious life outside, but then they are also with broken marriage and
depression. 那是为什么呢？因为这些人呢，他们的生命没有成长。
But why? Because their whole life is not grown.
好像他们的生命被压缩到那个破碎的边缘。
Not mature. Their life is being pressed down.
所以呢，在凯瑟的身上，他觉得神在他的生命里面有一个托付，就是去关心这些人。
So this Commander Kaiser, he wanted to care more than just how the pilots are flying.
所以他盼望呢，他整个的飞行中队训练出来的这些军官呢，不再是更好的军官。
So now for his squadrons, he wants to have more than pilots.
也是更好的丈夫，更好的妻子。
He wants his students to be better teachers, better husbands, better wives.
也是更好的父亲，也是更好的母亲。
Better father, better mother.
也是那个。 更好的领袖。
And overall, a better leader.
所以呢，在这样的一个情况里面呢，你知道生命被改变的时候，就有一个成长。
So here it shows that when your life is mature, it shows different things.
所以我们的弟兄呢，他在那里不断的找别人能够成长的地方。
So a brother, he spends his time looking at who needs improvement where.
他不是在那里继续来压制别人的成长。
He is no longer the one compressing them and forcing them to do just one thing.
虽然他是一个领袖，他还是让他下面的人能够成为更好的领袖。
Yes, he is a leader, but his job is to grow other leaders.
他说到，虽然部队里面不能够传教。
He says, even though in the Air Force you cannot preach.
可是在他在那信仰的里面，他说这个信仰就是他自己。
But yet they can never stop him living out his faith.
因为主就是他的一切。
Because his faith is all his life.
所以呢，他就在他的生活里面把他的信仰活出来。
So that now in his life, he manifests through his faith.
所以他就把他的领导、教导和待人的方式都能够活在他的部队里面。
And that's exactly how he leads and grows.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们从主得到的，我们活出他来。
Brothers and sisters, that's exactly how we live out faith.
今天我不知道你在教会里面有没有成长。
Today, I don't know if you are maturing in church.
如果在我们教会里面你发现好像你没有成长的空间。
If you don't think that there's room for you to grow in this church.
我觉得你可能要跟我们同工还有负责的弟兄好好的交通。
Then I think maybe you should schedule a talk with one of the workers.
可是如果呢，我们教会有成长的空间。
But if there's room to grow.
你却不成长。
But yet you refuse to grow.
常常我们彼此就会受影响。
Then not just you, but people around you are getting affected too.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神给我们一个托付的时候，我们做神的儿女，我们要有一个行动出来。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord has a calling on you, respond with action.
今天如果神对我们有呼召的时候，我们不行动。
Today, if the Lord has a calling for you, but you don't act on it,
那我们就还不过停到原点而已。
Then we are stuck at that point.
这个信仰好像在我们的生命里面没有办法给我们成长。
Just like the faith is stuck at that point and it refuses to grow.
其实我看这一段小影片的时候， 最感动的就是这一句话.
And in fact, when I was watching the video, this is the sentence that touched me.
因为他希望他的飞行员能够成为更好.
Because he wants his group to be better.
今天我们弟兄姊妹一起聚会的时候，我们有没有更好？
So brothers and sisters, are we being better?
有没有因为我们信仰的生活使我们成为一个更好的丈夫？
Are we now being a better husband because of our faith?
有没有因为我们信仰的生活让我们成为一个更好的妻子？
Are we becoming a better wife because of our faith?
有没有因为我们信主了越来越久，我们成为一个更好的父亲、更好的母亲？
Are we now becoming a better father or mother because of our faith?
或是反过来说，我们成为更好的儿女？
Maybe on the other hand, are we becoming better children?
今天我们教会要有一个行动。
So today, let our church respond with action.
我们不是只是一直停留在那个初信的阶段而已。
Let us not be stuck as just a beginning believer.
今天教会的行动就是让我们能够成为一个健康成长的教会。
Today, let our church be a healthy church that grows.
我相信你们最近已经看到我发 email的时候，我把一个图改了。
And I think recently you see that I've changed the picture a little bit on
email. In fact,
since this is my signature block, you have to scroll down to see it.
所以呢,在神的面前,我就在那里思想,
so I have some deep thoughts before the Lord of how the church should grow. And in fact, I think we've talked about this times and times. One time my wife told me this.
那个你讲那么多,
and she said, you mentioned it so many times.
我只记得一个,
I only remember one.
就是101,
is that one person should lead another person.
后面什么行乐啊,
and the second and third steps that come along with it, I never remember.
讲那么多也没有用,
so it doesn't matter how many times you say it.
哎,这句话很刺激我,
her words encourage me.
没有, 不是你,是刺激我。
Her words destroyed me.
Upset.
Upset me.
我就想说,不行。
And I thought that's not true.
既然你说你不记得,我就要让你记得。
If you said that you don't remember, I will make you remember.
好,现在我贴到那个email上面,大家都可以看到这样的。
So now this is part of the signature block on my email.
所以这里有蓝色,有红色,有紫色, 然后又有这个 St. Gabriel Valley. SGV.
There's all these different colors, blue, red, purple, and our church is the SGV.
就想到摩西当时那个会幕呢, 它不是要有许多的材料吗?
And I remember that in Moses' time, in tabernacle, he has different textures.
那它要有各种颜色的线。
He needed different lines of linen.
所以有蓝色的线, 红色的线, 紫色的线。
He has the blue linen, the red and the purple.
还有细白的线。
And there's also the white.
那在金属上面呢,要有金银铜。
And then in case of the metal, he has the gold, silver, and bronze.
所以呢,这个G呢,就代表金。
So G is gold.
S呢,银。
S is silver.
那V呢,铜绿。 让你们记清楚一点。
V is kind of bronze green.
所以在我们建造的教会里面,我们也需要金银铜各种不同的材质。
And in fact, building up a church required gold, silver, and bronze.
这里很明显的一件事让我们看到十架跟一个很大的V字。
And here it shows a big cross and also a V.
弟兄姊妹就是说到我们高举十架的时候我们就能得胜。
Meaning that if we exalt the cross, we receive victory.
那当然我们要有一个行动,我们说到101,就是一个人一年带领一位信主。
And of course, we start with one leading one. One person leading a non-believer to church.
一行二,就是一个人呢,每一年做两件事。
And then one to do two, so to do two things.
那一勤三,就是说殷勤在这三件事情上面。
And also one be determined in three other things.
一领一,
one leading one.
传福音,
to preach the gospel.
所以我们领受到一个使命,神给我们一个使命就是你们要去。
A commission the Lord has given us that go forth.
使万民做我的门徒,
make the people my follower.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗,
and in the Father, Son, and the Spirit's name, baptize them.
从我们信主的第一天开始, 从我们受洗的第一天开始, 这个使命就交给我们了。
From the first day you are baptized, you are charged with that commission.
绝对不是我发明出来的。
It is not something I invented.
一行二,
one doing two things.
多祷告, 民主化。
The two things is to pray and to read God's word.
所以我也引用在犹大书的一段经节。
And I used another verse.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
The book of Jude says, dear brothers, the truth, you have to edify yourself.
在圣灵里祷告。
In the spirit, you pray.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Keep yourself in God's love.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
And look for Jesus' mercies until the end.
刚刚那一幅图画我们看到伸出来的是手。
And then in the last picture, we see that there's two hands reaching out.
伸出我们的手来带领别人。
Reach out your hand to bring someone in.
伸出你的手让别人来带领你。
Reach out your hand to be led by someone.
进到我们让我们一起进到神的国度。
So that together we come to the Lord.
这里要让我放上一个脚。
And in the next picture, you see a pair of legs.
一个登山者的脚在那里。
The leg of a hiker.
也就是说我们今天通往这永生的路上我们要不断地往前行。
Meaning that we have to walk forth in this path.
读经祷告这是我们最重要的事。
To pray and to read the word are the most important things.
我常常都要提醒我的儿女。
A lot of time I have to remind my own children.
我下班回到家里的时候我看到他们我就说啊，你今天亲近主了没有？
When I got home, the first thing I asked them is,Did you get close to the Lord today?
你读圣经了没有？你祷告了没有？
Have you read His words? Have you prayed today?
只要在我的思想里面，我看到他们，我能提醒他们，我就向他们说。
Whenever I remember, I would remind them.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能够把它要当做一件事，让我们的儿女去完成。
Brothers and sisters, don't think of it as a task that our children has to do.
可是我们要把我们的神当做神，让我们的儿女去亲近他。
But what you need to do is treat God as God.To demand what they need to do.
今天在我们的生活里面，我们也是这样。我们有没有把神当作神，我们去亲近他
？Today the same for us. Do we treat God as God, and are we close to Him?
还是我们把他当作一件事，我们去完成它
？Are you treating it just as a daily task that you have to check off every day?
如果只是完成一件事，对我们的生命可能没有太大的这个冲击。
If it's just checking off a box, then it may mean nothing to you.
可是你把它当作一个亲爱的神的时候，你发现他多么爱你。
But did you treat him as your dear God, then you may know his love.
一勤三
，and then one doing three.
就是要常聚会、立奉献、同服事。
Three things is to come to the congregations to service.And also to offer.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说这六件事我们都做到了。
Brothers and sisters, if you can do all these six things,
说我还是没有成长。
And feel that you're not growing.
那我非常愿意跟你私下有一些的交通。
And I am more than willing to have a talk with you.
可是我觉得呢，当我们这六件事都做到的时候，在教会里面我们是能够成长的。
But I feel that if everyone is doing these six things,We will grow.
还不是靠主日的信息来成长。
Not just through the sermon on Sunday.
因为在我们的生活里面，我们就有那个成长的动力。
Because in our life now, this is the driving force.
所以一起在这里呢，我列了一个经节在这边。
So this one doing three things, here comes another word.
这是在历代志上29:14-17.
This is from the First Chronicle.
因为万物都是从你而来的。
Because all things is from you.
我们把从你而得的献给你。
So that's why we're giving you back what's from you.
耶和华我们的神啊。
Now Jehovah our God.
我们预备这许多的材料。
We have now prepared all this material.
要为你的圣名建造殿宇。
It is for your holy name we build up this temple.
而且我们今天我们聚会我们奉献我们服事都是为了建造神的殿宇。
Brothers and sisters, we come to congregations because we want to build His house.
我们知道我们所预备的一切都是从神而来的。
We should also know that everything we have prepared
都是属主的。
Is from Him.
所以我们用正直的心，我们乐意献上这一切。
So let us come with a pure heart to offer it back to Him.
神赏赐我金钱，我奉献金钱。
The Lord has blessed me with money. Let me offer Him money.
好像这个空军的军官，神给他一个那么优秀的专业， just, 所以他就在他的专业上好好在那里服事。
Just like this Air Force commander, the Lord blessed him with such a great job. He uses his positions to bless more people.
经节的最后说到，先知说：“我喜欢借你的名在这里。”
And then at the end of these words, it says that I am happy to see your people serving you here.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,我们来聚会,来奉献,来服侍,我们都是心甘乐意,带着快乐的心情而来的。
Brothers and sisters, when we fellowship, when we offer, when we serve, let us serve with a heart of joy.
所以你在这里看到一幅图画,就是那个洗脚的图画。
So here you see a picture of someone washing someone else's feet.
如果我们没有在聚会里面,我们是没有办法洗别人的脚的。
In our congregations, if you cannot wash someone else's feet,
你今天自己一个人在家里面聚会的话,你洗不到别人的脚。
Today, if you're just by yourself having a fellowship, then you can never wash anyone's feet.
今天也就是来到聚会的里面,我们可以奉献我们的自己来服侍别人。 But
it is in a congregation where you can now serve the others.
或是接受别人的服侍。
Or maybe just accept others' service.
所以我们一旦在这个聚会里面,在Christian Assembly里面,我们要殷勤地做这三件事。
So when we come to this Christian Assembly, in this gathering, let us do these three things.
发挥我们的手足之情。
Let us show our brotherly and sisterly love.
我们不是单单在聚会里面有交往而已。
Not only will we have fellowship when we're at church.
离开教会之后,我们在我们的平常生活,我们跟我们的弟兄姊妹仍然有交往。
When we go back home, when we're away from each other, still have fellowship with your brothers and sisters.
如果在我们的服事里面,我们没有神同在的祝福。
And in our service, if we don't have the presence of God with us.
弟兄姊妹,我就劝你。
Then brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
你可以不要来聚会。
Then don't bother coming to us.
你也可以不要奉献。
And don't bother offering.
你也可以不要服事。
And don't bother serving.
因为今天你可以做一个选择。
Because today you have to make that choice.
在建造殿宇的事情上面呢, 神是呼召那些是他子民的人来建造。
Because it started as the people who build God's house are the people of God.
也是带着那个甘心乐意的心来奉献给他。
These are the people that are willing to serve God.
因为如果我们没有神的同在祝福在我们的身上,
and if you come without the presence of God on you,
你可以利用主日的时间去做运动。
Maybe you could use the Sunday morning to go exercise.
你可以利用主日的时间去做义工。
Use the Sunday morning to do community service.
你可以去参加社团得到更好的名声。
Maybe to join an organization and work on your reputation.
这些利益都会比你在教会聚会更多。
I tell you, you'll probably get more in return than just coming to church.
可是要知道我们今天聚会我们在这里向着神只有一个回应。
But know that if you come to church, you're responding to God.
因为我是神的子民。
Because you proclaim that you are people of God.
我可以在这里建造神的殿。
And I am here to build God's house.
我愿意奉献我的自己。
And I'm willing to serve myself.
在这里一起建造教会。
To build the house with us.
所以最后呢,我就说到一句话, 但愿使人有盼望的神。
So at the end, I want to close with, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy.
因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心。
And peace in believing.
使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
So that you will be abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里呢,弟兄姊妹,我们要知道传福音呢,给我们一个喜乐的生活。
So brothers and sisters, when you go preach the gospel, it brings back joy.
每一次我们传福音,有人信主的时候,你会发现那个喜乐是何等的大。
Every time you preach and someone believes, you are with joy.
当我们生活里面,我们有一个 与神亲近的生活,我们在那里读主的话,祷告主的时候,
and in your life, if you read God's words and when you pray and do God's will,
那个平安在我们的里面,
then you have peace.
我们不读经,我们不祷告,你发现平安失去了。
Without reading His words, without praying, you will not find peace.
今天你说,圣宗,我心里面不平安。
And today, if you come to me and say, brother, I'm not peaceful,
我要问你,你读圣经,你祷告了没有?
Then I'll ask you, have you read His word? Are you praying?
最后说到这样的一个盼望。
And at the end, it comes with hope.
借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
It is abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们在聚会的里面。
In our meeting.
我们在奉献的里面。
In our offering.
我们在服事的里面。
In our service.
我们看见我们的主。
Let us see the Lord.
我们知道主会再来。
We know that the Lord will come again.
那是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
如果我们教会在这几件事情上我们认真的话,
now, if all of us treat these three things sincerely,
我相信你是一个会成长的基督徒,
then I think we can all grow. I believe that our church can also grow. So when you come join us, you'll find joy. You won't think that coming close to the Lord is boring. And of course, this is the same, doesn't matter how old you are. You, maybe you think that listening to a Chinese sermon is troublesome. Translating from Chinese to English and then into your heart is just not easy. But when I talked about a cross language preaching, it is not for the old generation to cross over to you, but it is for you to cross to us. Know that the younger you are, the easier for you to change. Now that we are gathering together, let us come with an earnest heart. For the younger ones particularly. Of course, we're sorry that you have to listen to a translator. But I hope that truly that God will rise up his vessels from our youth. So when the Lord is raising you up, I hope that one day you can stand firm in His truth.
And
now it's your turn to preach the gospel in English. And I hope and ask that the Lord will bless our youth. And of course, as us experience and mature, let us not go easy. Let us now serve an example to the younger ones. Let us sing Psalm 411 again.